Blog Talk Radio.
Say nigga, no change in the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking the end of it, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this shit right in the public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Yeah, do what I gotta do, say what I gotta say. Nigga, no change in the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking the end of it, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this shit right here in public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Who I gotta shoot, boy, you know Lil ain't bluffing. I come from the gutter, cut a motherfucker. See, like it ain't nothing for showing no honor. You all, you all, see how we were brawling. No holler, as Marvin was making us holler. The product for dollars, the look of the bottles. They piling up drama, some boy trying to sorrow. Now, I done borrowed out of seen in my life. Better than have my own right. I just feel like the stars and the stripes. Just don't fuck with my kind, that's a height, that's a high. I got life, I got life, take your life, take your life. That's the price when you fuck with this life. Yeah, she too cute, let her go, live her life, get it right. You's alive, you ain't gotta try. Man, I get stupid, but the jury sue me, nigga. Plenty of reasons why the fuck I do it, nigga.
What's up, y'all, and thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. I am your host, the lovely Tanisha Davis, and we're tuned in for another amazing show on today. So today I'm super, super excited. I have a special guest, hip-hop artist in the industry known as Jermaine Clarkson. He's part of has his own independent record label, AAG Records. I hope I said that correct. So, Jermaine, are you on the line?
Yeah, that's right. AAG Records.
Okay. I'm super excited to have you on. Thank you for being a guest on the show today. So, how you doing?
Hey, everything's going good. Everything's going good. You know, enjoying this nice weather out here for a change. You know, Everything. Just got through eating some ribs, tater side and stuff like that. So, yeah. So I'm doing real good right about now.
That sounds good. And you're like down in Texas, right?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, you eating some good food. That's southern.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Okay then. So, for all of those who are tuned in listening that may not know a lot about you and your music, can you briefly just give our listeners a brief introduction about who you are and, you know, how you got your start in the music industry?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I go by JLC, you know, stage name. Stage name is JLC, you know, my government, that's, you know, Jermaine Clarkson. So it's on, but everything, you can find me, everything by, you know, JLC. And so basically, you know, I had some homeboys that was, it was actually like family. All our families knew each other, you know, and everything, grew up together. And they actually got, they used to rap back in the day. And so they had got signed to a record label called Warlock Records, and that was big back in the day. You know, I think it was up there on the East Coast somewhere. But, yeah, a lot of big artists came from that label. And so, you know, I was just always fascinated, you know, with the business and being around and then, you know, just going to the studio with them. It just kind of rubbed off on me, you know. And, of course, you know, music had changed since then. So, you know, basically I just started rapping and, you know, started, you know, off as just an artist and everything, and I just kind of caught like a lot of that shady stuff, you know, in the business. Mm-hmm. And I say, forget this, I'm starting my own label, you know. And so that's what, you know, made me start my own label, you know, get a few more artists. You know, I just now really just started managing right now. And so, you know, did that and, you know, got on the radio, had charted a few songs, you know, DRT chart and had some actual BDS media based airplay, you know, over in ATL in North Carolina. And, you know, and just been going ever since.
Okay, then. Now, you mentioned about, you know, some going through a little heat in the industry. Now, I notice a lot of artists prefer to be independent and just have their own label. Like, can you fill me in? Like, what exactly goes on that I know, like, a lot of artists would rather just be independent, or, you know, because I see a lot of major artists they start their own label. They don't. They try not to stay signed under anyone. You know. So like, what's up with that? Like, what happened?
I mean, it's just a lot of like taking your money. I mean, that's like kind of the main thing: losing control and taking your money to where, you know, you just get left with nothing. You know, and that was kind of what's happening with me. You know, I, you know, do some of, you know, go over here and do this. Like, you know, it was another label that had went out of business, you know, whatever. And mm-hmm. little budget I had, you know, investing in that, you know, they took all, they went out of business, took all that, you know, filed
wow.
bankruptcy and all that, you know. Yeah, yeah. And so that's when I said, no, you know, that's the, actually when I said, okay, that's when I'm finna start my own label, you know. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, it just a lot of that going on. I mean, you know, you don't have control over what you can do. And I don't want to be a puppet, you know. I don't want to be,
yeah.
you know, getting told I need to do this and do that, you
right.
know, just to fit in and this type of crowd. Let me do me, you know, and the crowd, you know, and the fans who, you know what I'm saying, who's supposed to be or come to, you know, with, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather do it like that, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, just a lot of that shady stuff, you know. And so, you know, when you get your own label, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot more credibility and, you know, a little bit more responsibility. But, you know, like I said, you put the whole, you know, the whole thing is in your hands, the whole, you know, the whole ball, you got the whole shebang, you know, so.
Yeah, that's probably a whole lot better because you have to pay so many people out when you're signed under a label,
right.
you know, I've often heard that the artist hardly gets anything after they, you know, take all the money off the top, you know. So,
right, right.
Wow. Okay, okay.
Yeah, only
so
thing you get is that network.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, only
wow.
thing you get is just the network. That's the only thing you get, just, you know, the exposure, you know.
And you're sitting back and not earning much of anything, that's crazy. I do understand
right.
why. Artists are going independent. That is a lot better. You get to keep your money. And that's definitely what it's all about. You don't want to be hustling hard out there performing and sweating on stage.
Right, right.
Like you ain't got nothing left. Like,
right.
I understand. Man.
Yeah.
So we just got through listening to your single, Do What I Gotta Do. So what inspired that? Like, what was that song inspired by?
Basically, everything I was just talking about, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. I mean, in other words, making sacrifices, you know, hustling, you know, of course, I, you know, did everything the legal way, you know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to, you know, do all that other stuff, you know, got too much to, got too much to lose. So, you know, so basically, I mean, you just, you know, you do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, in order to get where you need to get, you know what I'm saying? So that's where, you know, and hopefully that inspire other people, you know what I'm saying? If you got to get two jobs or three jobs or whatever,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Hit that overtime, you know, work them weekends, you know, and stuff like that, man. You know, put the drink down for a little bit, you know, take that drink money. You know, some people spend like about $500 just on drink on the weekend. Man, that could be,
ooh,
you know what I'm saying, used for your man, I'm telling you, I say I know people like that. You know what I'm saying? $500.
Yeah.
That's drink for the weekend, you know,
uh-uh.
and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, do what you got to do, man. Go on, leave that on that ship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
okay,
put your money towards
okay.
your business. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like, you got to, as an entrepreneur, you got to hustle by any means to get to wherever it is that you're trying to go in life. And so, and like you said, you definitely can't be out spending your money on crazy stuff. You got to
right.
put that aside so it can go into your company. So, you know, yeah. So I like that concept.
Yeah.
Do whatever I got to do, you know, do what I got to do. So what other new music do you currently have out right now?
I currently have, like I said, Michael Blackson out. I just like received notification that's like my new number one Spotify song that's being played right now. So I got that track right there that's out. I got a song called Tap Out that's out mm-hmm. right now, which I'll be working on a video for that one, and you know, working on getting some airplay for that one like late on in the month, whatever. And mm-hmm. then. Got Duma Thizzle that's out. It's quite. I got quite a few floating around. Floating around out there. Yeah, I just don't release just one song and just stick with that. I mean, I try to do about a couple of releases a month to keep it going. You know, so.
Okay. All right. Now with your label, AAG Records, like, what type of artist are you currently looking for?
Well, I mean, really all, you know, all types, you know, right now I just got hip hop on there, but I actually wouldn't mind, you know, probably a gospel single, either a gospel rapper, you know, definitely want to get, you know, that going, on the label, wouldn't mind, some, you know, pop music and, you know, and you know some Latina also Latina music, that's how you say it, Latina music.
Look,
you know, yeah, I definitely, yeah.
You say Latino, we know what you mean.
I
we know.
Yeah, you
mean.
Know. Oh, okay. All right. Long as y'all got it, you know what I'm saying. So, you know. but yeah, that's what I'm. You know. Looking for right now. I mean, you know, so.
Okay. Well, it's good to be looking for a diverse group of people. And a lot of labels, you know, they may only focus on one type of artist, but I think it's good when you have that diversity because you can reach a broader group of people. You know, you don't want to just have it, well, man, all the only people go to their label is this. So I like that. What are some services that you offer through your record label?
I mean a wide range. I mean, almost basically really anything that you need. I mean, radio airplay, you know, major and, you know, digital, internet, satellite, college radio. Let me see, you know, we have distribution, you know, 300 plus stores, you know, including China. You know, China's becoming, you know, it's like a big part of the market. You can do real good in China. PR services, publicity, marketing, video distribution. So, I mean, basically, you know, full service.
That's good. So y'all are like pretty much like a one-stop shop for artists, which is dope.
Basically,
like, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and see. Oh, go ahead. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to say, like, you know, with my label, because of, you know, the experience I have and all the things that I've been through in the music, it's like I kind of learned what works and what don't work, you know what I'm saying? And so
right.
I'm going to put you in the air, so I'm going to make sure I do you right, because a lot of companies, all they do is just get you to win your little monthly plans and different stuff like that, and then you know, this month up, you're going to end up needing some more money. This month up, you're going to end up needing some more money, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get you a plan going or whatever, a campaign, and, you know, make sure it's going to be effective. But, you know, of course, the artist got to play a big part in that too. So, you know, so that's what
right.
kind of the difference in our services here. Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't – do you all kind of look at followers? Because I recently – was listening to someone say that sometimes record label companies are looking for you have a large following before they even speak to you.
Yeah. That can play a part in something. It all depends on, you know, like what I look for. It all depends on, like, your image and your talent that you have already, even though I do artist development, you know, so, you know, but I look at that. So if you got that, then, like, growing your audience, especially since I have, you know, different marketing services available that can help you grow that, you know, and everything. And so, yeah, that's when you'll follow up under my artist development program. So then that, you know, we'll help build that. And after that, then we'll, you know, move you on to a recording contract. And, you know, we can go ahead and rock and roll. But, yeah, that it plays a factor. It just depends on, you know, exactly what the artists want to do. And how I see that I can, you know, direct you in whatever area that I think that's very, you know, profitable. So, but yeah, but following does play like a huge part because record labels don't want to do basically what I do. You know, they just want to, they want you to have it there so they can go ahead and get you on out there, you know, so.
Yeah, man. In your experience with the success that you've had thus far, what do you feel helps to make an artist successful in the music field?
Consistency. That's what it is, consistency. I done ran across a lot of lazy artists, and I have dropped a few artists because of that right there. So consistency, you know, and I got artists right now, you know, they just standing looking. I mean, I don't know if they mad or what, but, you know, and then the new ones I bring on, they moving, you know what I'm saying, because they, you know, they consistent. So, yeah, so it's consistency. That's what it is, hard work and consistency.
Okay. Who have been, like, some of your most musical influences in the industry, like people that have inspired you in your work?
Oh, I mean, No Limit. I mean, that's hands down. I mean, you know, P, that's when I just see how he did it. And, of course, in this day and time, you got to tweak it a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, things have changed since when he got in, you know, game and everything, whatever. But, yeah, P has really been an influence. And then just, you know, not too recently, I actually been kind of looking more at Jay-Z also too, you know, because I was watching videos and stuff of how he was saying, like, nobody wouldn't sign him. Everybody said he sounded horrible, you know, and everything, you know. But he went out there and, you know, developed his own, and look where he at, you know, now. I mean, you know, so, you know, so, yeah, them been, like, two major influences, you know, in my life.
Okay. So you remember back when, because that was a time, like, in the South with No Limit and Cash Money, like, you had to pick a side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was going on.
So you were on the No Limit side.
yeah, that's where I was at. Yeah, I was over there with P-Nail, I mean, you know. And Fiend, that was like one of my favorite artists right there, you know. You know, what you need, we got it. Yeah, you know, yeah, that I mean, he had the voice, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
See, a lot of younger generations, they wouldn't know nothing about that.
Nah, P-Who?
Yeah. Who is that? So, yeah, man. So, just looking back on that, how do you feel about music today, you know, like the hip-hop scene versus back in the 90s, the early 2000s? Do you think there's been a lot of change in it, or you feel like it's progressing well? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's been, like, a hell of a lot of change in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it always been, like, you know, like, I guess, you know, it can lead into violence and certain things and stuff like that. But it's even more so, it's just a lot of ignorance, you know, in the industry now. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, you got to really, really, you know, be on your P's and Q's, you know, in the industry today, you know, versus I think, you know, you always had to be like that, but it's even more so today, and, you know, and you just got to be very, very careful, you know, and, you know, in the industry, I mean. But, yeah, it's the difference is, it's just a lot of the way music is, and it's a lot of just ignorance, like I just said. I mean, you know, that's, yeah. So
music
it's,
used to tell a story. It really had a story. It was meaning behind the words, and not like
right
now it's more so just the beat sometimes. Now you got your good artists out there, you know, that are, you know, producing music with messages and so forth that means something, and it's not just all about the sound. They're not just mumbling, you know. They're really putting out some good work.
But all the ignorant stuff, that's what's getting, like, the main, that's who making the big bucks, you know. Like I said, everybody that's, you know, not, that's the opposite of, you know, telling stories and stuff like that. I mean, you know, so that's, it's crazy.
That is true. So with your music, what do you do different with your music? What makes you stand out?
Really, we just have a different a different sound. It's a different type of, you know, vibe to our music. I mean, you know, our music is a combination of just like everything. I mean, you know, it might be of good times, bad times, you know, it might tell a story in one song. It might just be having a good time. Music, you know, it's basically like music just about for every occasion, you know, in your life, you know, so that's the kind of, you know, it's not about all this. You know, we might say something that we done been through in the past or something like that.
Right.
You know? But it ain't like, you know, it ain't about all the killing and this right here and this right there, you know. And, you know, we don't do all that, you know. And I mean, I think that's what's kind of drawing towards our way because of the type of vibe that we, you know, we send out with our music.
Okay. Well, at the moment, I know you mentioned earlier that you had a few singles you had released. Are you releasing an album soon, or do you have that in the works?
No, I mean, I really ain't thought about an album. Really ain't thought about that. I mean, you know, right now, an album is like, you know, really that's not what's going, you know, for certain artists, an album will work, you know, for certain artists. But for me, I'm more on, I see what's been effective for me is singles and EPs, which I haven't did an EP in a while, but like singles, I mean, that's kind of like been more effective. You know, once I find something that work, I mean, I stick with it until it kind of, you know, time to switch up. So, you know, right now, just the singles and EPs.
Okay. Oh, and I noticed a lot of artists are doing a lot of that now, are pushing more singles and EPs now. I believe that's a lot bit more effective in today's age, as far as with the digital age. I believe that's
right,
a lot
right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you got to know how to have the funds, and you got to know which. I mean, it's no issue for me pushing an album, but you know, it's a lot more work to do. You know, when you got an album, so yeah.
Okay. Well, look, it has been like, as far as with you talking to you today, it's been like a pleasure. You've been like filling in on a lot of information. I like that earlier you highlighted about. You know, the independent artist as far as going and doing their own thing versus working under a lot of major labels, the benefits of that, I think a lot of the listeners really enjoy hearing about that because you have so many artists that you have some that are like, well, trying to decide, like, should I go try to get with a label or should I go and just be independent, you know, and just do this really footwork myself. So I like that you brought that out earlier. And as far as with your music, just for those listening in, like, how can they find your music? Like, how can they keep up with you on social media?
Okay, yeah, you can go to my Instagram, you know, which is JLC AAG Records, you know, on my Twitter, all around AAG. Also, too, I got another IG, One More Time Entertainment, and then my distribution company that I just launched, AAG Digital.distribution. You know, so you can check me out on that, and you know, you can just Google me, you know, JLC AAG Records, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm gonna be in there somewhere in a lot of places. You're gonna see me pop up, so so yeah.
All right, well, everyone that's tuned in, you've heard it. You know, be sure to go and follow up and keep up with his music. And if you stay on, you're going to get a chance to hear the full version of Do What I Gotta Do. And, again, thank you so much for being on the show with me today, for taking the time out of your schedule, because I know that you're busy as an artist and, you know, as a business person. So I thank you again for taking the time out of your day to be on my show with me today.
No problem.
All right.
No
problem. You all hang
all right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And we're going to rock out to Do What I Gotta Do. And you all have an awesome day. Be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio and on iTunes. Thank you.
Say, nigga, no changing the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking that ain't nothing, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this in the public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Yeah, do what I gotta do, say what I gotta say. Nigga, no changing the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking that ain't nothing, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this in the public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Yeah, do what I gotta do, shoot who I gotta shoot. Boy, you know Lil ain't bluffing. I come from the gutter, cut a motherfucker, see like it ain't nothing for showing no honor. You alone, you all to see how we were brought up. No holler as Marvin was making us holler. The product for dollars, the look of the bottles. They piling up drama, some boy trying to sorrow. Now I don't borrow, not a scene in my life. Better to have my own right. Yeah. I just feel like the stars and the stripes. Yeah. Just don't fuck with my kind, that's a height. That's a height. I got life, I got life. Take your life, take your life. There's a price when you fuck with this life. Yeah, she too cute, let her go, live her life, get it right. Use alive, you ain't gotta try. Man, I get stupid, but the jury sue me, nigga. Plenty reasons why the fuck I do it, nigga. I get stupid, but the pussy juicy, nigga. Plenty reasons why the fuck I do it, nigga. I get stupid, fuck the movement, move me, nigga. Plenty reasons why the fuck I do it, nigga. I get stupid, fuck the money, stupid, nigga. Plenty reasons why the fuck I do it, nigga. I do what I wanna do, say what I wanna say, live how I wanna live, play how I wanna play. This how you wanna play, this how we gonna play, this how we do it in the Lone Star State. I do what I wanna do, say what I wanna say, live how I wanna live, play how I wanna play. This how you wanna play, this how we gonna play, this how we do it in the Lone Star State. I do what I wanna do, say what I wanna say, live how I wanna live, play how I wanna play. This how you wanna play, this how we gonna play, this how we do it in the Lone Star State. I do what I wanna do, say what I wanna say, live how I wanna live, play how I wanna play. This how you wanna play, this how we gonna play, this how we do it in the Lone Star State. The block with a strap in my hand, I told them niggas I don't be playing. Don't say my name like Candyman. Breathe my nigga, you better understand. I'm coming through like a renaissance man. This ain't no game like Candyman. 20 bands, what we said, man. By the 15th, and you better plan, cause I ain't playing with 40 bands. I charge you double. It's gonna be trouble. I bust your bubble. It's gonna be subtle. Remember that cartoon Barney Rubble. Nigga, I treat that nigga like Bam Bam. I'm something like Bam Bam. I got that nigga on the night cam. That nigga on the cash now. That nigga on the cash now. I do what I wanna do. Say what I wanna say. Play how I wanna play. Nigga, they wanna hate. That's how you wanna play. Say what you wanna say. This how we do it in the Lone Star State. Tried to reason, but niggas kept teasing. Time is up, this is NEO season. Knuckle up, cause I'm charging you treason. I do what I gotta do.
I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. To buy what I wanna buy. I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. I'm over the short. She liking the swag, it's kinda cool. I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. I do what I gotta do. To buy what I wanna buy.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, stop skating. I do what I wanna do.
I'm
goofy, silly, hell, kinda cool. Nigga, who are you?
Nigga, who are you?
I see it, want it, buy it too.
Go get it.
Nigga, that's a mink coat. I'm all in a house with a white bro, with a white girl. Nigga, hey, no, I'm a handsome fella. Thought I'd let you know.
I am.
Change up, I never did
no,
that.
No.
Hit fit and kept, I get it pushed back. Rewind next, stay on track. My body right head on track.
You hear me?
Nigga, I'm feeling this beat.
I'm feeling this
beat. Shepherd down powder, I'm clean.
I'm clean.
I say, starts up creek.
I'm
on this beat like the key.
Like the key.
Little bitch, stay on the leash.
On the leash.
Untamed, nigga, I'm a beast.
Top bro.
Nigga, that's a beam on the beam.
Top bro.
I go dumb on the beat.
Do what I gotta do, say what I gotta say. Nigga, no changing the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking that ain't nothing, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this in the public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Yeah, do what I gotta do, say what I gotta say. Nigga, no changing the subject. Yeah, I got a feeling, you feel me? That you don't really feel me. Got me thinking that ain't nothing, you feel me? Yeah, how I grew up, it ain't nothing to a team. We can do this shit right here in public. They come and they rush and think that they lucky. Catch a nigga, do that like niggas ain't nothing. Yeah.